Spearmint Chewing Gum invite you to enjoy life. Life with Luigi, a comedy show created by Cy Howard and starring that celebrated actor, Mr. J. Carroll Nash, with Alan Reed as Pasquale. You know, friends, Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum is a typically American product that appeals to people of all ages and nationalities in all parts of our country. And the Wrigley people feel that Life with Luigi is a typically American radio program, a friendly, enjoyable show that sort of symbolizes the American spirit of tolerance and goodwill. So the makers of refreshing, delicious Wrigley's Spearmint Gum are glad to bring you Life with Luigi each week and have you join them in this pleasant half hour's entertainment. And now let's read Luigi's letter as he writes about his adventures in America to his Mama Vasco in Italy.
Dear Mamma Mia, the wonderful thing about America is everybody's got a right to be a millionaire. Of course, you no got a chance, but at least you got a right. The reason you no got a chance is because taxes is high on the top to help with the man on the bottom. And I'm like that because nobody is more on the bottom than me. But I'm happy to be here in America, even if I'm no got the money. Because nobody orders me what I should do, what the job I should take, what the business I'm going to go into. Yes, Mamma Mia. I'm got the right to become a failure all by myself. But don't worry about my antique business, Mamma Mia. Last week, the business was very good. So I'm going to take $20 and open my first checking account. So I'm going to worry about the money. And I'm going to get my health. I'm going to get my night school. And I'm going to get my friends.
And you got me, little cabbage puss.
Pasquale.
That's all right. That's me.
Yeah, but hey, Pasquale, that's not nice. Now, what are you doing? Reading my private letters over the shoulder when I'm not looking?
Sure, little banana nose. Between us two, there never should be any secrets. So what's yours is mine, and what's mine is yours.
Pasquale, you really mean this?
With all of my heart, Luigi. Anything I got in this world is yours for the asking.
Anything?
Yes. Just mention her name and you can have
it. Pasquale, I think I'm better off if what's mine is mine and what's yours are you stuck with.
Go ahead. Talk like a stupid greenhorn boob. Hey, you just wrote to your mom a big letter about millionaires. You think you ever going to make $1 million with your crazy antique junk shop?
Yeah, but Pasquale, that's not so important to me. Look at you. All of your life, you're busy saving the money. You never go out, you never spend. Soon you're going to be too old to enjoy your money. And what the good it's done to you, huh?
A lot of good. You wouldn't understand this little pumpkin I had. But there's a big enjoyment in just the piling up of your money and watching it grow. I'm no like it to brag, but the last 5 years, my mattresses have grown 3 inches taller.
Yeah, but I'm still a say, Pasquale, money ain't the most important thing.
No, then what is?
Well, good health.
Yeah? Try and get a $5,000 of credit on a pair of rosy cheeks. Yeah, what else?
Friends. I know people, all their life is spent to get rich, and the richer they get, the less the friends they got.
Oh, Luigi, I got plenty of friends, good friends, and they with me all the time.
Yeah, who?
George Washington, Abraham Lincoln.
George Washington?
Yeah, it's my hobby, collecting autograph of pictures of my friends. Washington, Lincoln, Thomas Jefferson, Jefferson Davis.
Pasquale, Jefferson Davis is a pitcher's on a Confederate bill.
I'm saving those too. Never know when they're going to be good again.
Yeah, but Pasquale, I'm got the real friends.
Real friends? Who? Schultz, the delicatessen man?
Yeah, Schultz, the delicatessen man.
What can he do for you? Why, when I say to my friend Washington, George, you go into that store, change yourself for 100 pennies, he does it. What can a Schultz do? Nothing. He couldn't even change himself for a salami.
Yeah, but Pasquale, my friends would do anything for me.
Oh, Olson, Horowitz, they wouldn't lend you the hole in a donut. If you ask Schultz for $50, he'll make a big joke and he'll say, smile, Luigi, keep a laugh for the like of me. Ooh, my rheumatism is a-killing me.
Yeah, but just the same, Pasquale, you're wrong. If I'm asking my friends for money, they would have given it to me. I'm sure they would have given it to me.
Yeah?
If they had it.
You see, you ain't so sure. All right, I tell you what you do. You go to night school now. Let me see you come home with $50.
All right, Pasquale, I'm going to do that. I'm going to show you how wrong you are.
Good. Listen to that pup squeak. Only don't be disappointed. If I know your friends, they wouldn't lend you a nickel even if you left a dime for security.
I wonder what's keeping Miss Spaulding.
Oh, she's never been late to class.
No. Who cares? The later she comes in, the more time I got to think up an alibi why I didn't do my homework.
Well, Luigi, smile.
So what's the matter? You look so sad. You got some rosa trouble with Pasquale?
No, it's not that. This is something else. Friends, I got a little favor I want to ask you.
Favor? What's this favor, Luigi?
Your name, it.
$50.
Some name.
Did you say $50, Luigi?
Uh-huh.
That's a lot of money.
A lot. That's enough money to push the country from inflation to explosion.
Yeah, but I'm going to need this $50 very much because
Good evening,
Miss Ford.
I'm sorry I'm late. So to make up for lost time, we'll do without the roll call and get to work.
Couldn't we do without the work and get the roll call?
I shall disregard that, Mr. Schultz. Now, class, I asked you to study the chapter in our history books pertaining to the pre-Civil War period. Mr. Horowitz, you may answer the first question. Who was John Brown, and what did he do?
John Brown. Oh, yes. He got together a bunch of fellas. They made the raid on Harper's Ferry.
Good. Mr. Schultz, what was John Brown's reason for raiding Harper's Ferry?
They were taking away the business from the Staten Island Ferry.
No. Mr. Olson, will you tell him?
I will be glad to undertake that job.
John Brown's purpose was to incite a slave revolt in Virginia. For this act, he was hanged in Charleston on October the 16th, 1850.
Stop, Mr. Olson. Mr. Basco, 1850 what?
Huh?
50 what?
$50.
Mr. Basco, we're talking about John Brown.
You mean he's going to give me the $50?
No. John Brown was hanged.
If they're going to hang him for that, then I'm going to want the money. I'm going to want nothing from nobody if it's going to make a trouble.
Well, now, what can be the cause of this upheaval?
Luigi needs $50.
Well, I can see we might as well take a little time off. All right, Mr. Basco, tell us all about it.
Well, you see, Miss Spaulding is like this. I was talking with a Pasquale about it.
Well, look who's here. Mr. J.P. Rockefeller himself.
Hey, Pasquale, I'm a did it just like you said. I'm asking my friends for $50.
And you found out money don't grow on the trees, eh?
Hello.
Huh? Hey, Luigi, did you rob a bank?
No. Count it, Pasquale. Go on. Has a $50. Look. Schultz took a 20 from his cash register. Horowitz got a 15 from his wife. Olson has borrowed a 10 from a friend. And Mrs. Spaulding, she's a gimme 5.
Looks like the whole United Nations chipped in.
Yeah. You see, Pasquale, I'm explaining to them what talk we had about the money and a friendship.
Well, no wonder. They was making a test case, so that don't count. Sure, they gave you money to show off a Pasquale. But what would have happened if there wasn't a personal interest? Like if you broke your leg or something small.
Now, Pasquale, no. Pasquale, they give me the money just the same.
How you like that? You laying in bed with a broken leg and they come with the money to pay the hospital. They make it a charity case out of you.
Huh?
If you have your own money, you'd be in the Blue Cross hospital plan. And while you're suffering with a broken leg, you'll be enjoying yourself.
And you're just mixing things up, Pasquale. Nobody is asking for charity. Friends are glad to help. Anybody is glad to help. People inside is all good.
Is that so? Well, come on with me. I'm sick and tired of hearing this Cinderella slumps. I'm going to prove your best friend is the buck, nothing else.
All right, where we going?
Don't ask questions, come on. When I get through with this lesson, you're going to find out that the milk of a human kindness costs $100 a quart.
Hello, Pasquale. Maybe you explain to me now. 2 hours we travel around. The subway, bus, the trolley, everything. We must be far away from home.
Very far, Luigi. You recognize this place?
No. I've got no idea where we are.
Good. You see any people walking around, you know?
I can know anybody, Pasquale. I've never been here.
Good, good. Now let me have that $50 you beg off your friends.
Well, all right, to hear. Now, what's all about it, Pasquale?
Got any more money in your pocket?
Not the 1 cent.
That's a nice. Hey, taxi, taxi. Luigi, you said people are nice and they got a good instinct. Money means nothing.
Yeah, but Pasquale, what's this got to do with
the... Cab, mister?
Yes. 23 North of Holstead Street, the make of the snappy. I can't stand when that meter clicks.
Yeah, and I'm glad you stopped with this funny business, because now we're going home.
Not to you, Luigi. Just to me.
What?
Once and for all, I'm going to teach you money talks. Let's see how you live all by yourself without the money. Get it going, driver. Home, Jives.
No, hey, Pasquale. Hey, Pasquale, stop. What am I going to be? Who am I? What the? Mamma mia, I'm lost.
Before we return to life with Luigi, here's a suggestion to add enjoyment to your day's activities. Whether you're at home, at work, shopping, or driving your car, chew a stick of delicious Wrigley's Spearmint Gum from time to time. The good, smooth chewing gives you lots of satisfaction. It helps relieve pent-up tension so that you naturally feel better and get more enjoyment out of what you're doing. Then, too, the refreshing, long-lasting Wrigley's Spearmint flavor tastes good and freshens your mouth and helps sweeten your breath. So enjoy chewing delicious Wrigley's Spearmint Gum often every day. Always keep a package or two handy. Now let's turn to page 2 of Luigi Vasco's letter to his mother in Italy.
And so, mamma mia, Pasquale's left me all alone in the streets somewhere in Chicago without a penny in my pocket. I'm walked around for an hour cold and I'm getting scared. I'm felt just like the day when Uncle Pietro was got mad at his goat and I took him in the woods to lose him. They was went so far in the woods, if it wasn't for that goat, Uncle Pietro would never find his way home. Anyway, I'm walk around, all around, until I'm see policeman. Excuse me, Mr. Policeman.
Yeah?
You know where 21 and North Halstead Street is?
North Halstead Street?
Yeah.
Isn't that way over on the other end of the town?
I don't know. But in one corner is a drugstore. Out of corner is a laundry. But if you use it as a laundry, don't let him start the shirts. He's well out the collars. You know where I'm supposed to be?
North Halstead Street. Mister, you certainly are lost. Best bet is to get the J trolley, and they'll help you from there on. You can't miss it. Just walk 3 blocks, turn right, and follow your nose.
Oh, that's no good. My nose is lost, too.
Right. You're pulling my leg, huh?
No, it's not possible. I'm got my hands in my pocket.
All right. Just get the J trolley. I'm busy.
How much does it cost, the J trolley?
Well, it's,
Please, we should have no trouble after you answer. I'm going to want to buy the trolley. I'm just the one to know the fare.
15 cents. Now, don't tell me you haven't got it, because if you do, I'll run you in for vagrancy.
Oh, no, you
look,
can't...
Look, friend, I don't know what the gimmick is, but why don't you go your way and I'll go mine?
All right, I'm going to go.
Everybody takes advantage of the poor policeman.
Oh, look, a policeman was right. I'm going to turn the corner, follow my nose, and there's the J trolley. Oh, look, the people is going in it, too. Hey, trolley.
All right, step to the rear of the car, step. Hey, you, what's the idea of trying to get through without paying your fare?
Shh, please, I'm not trying to do nothing wrong. I'm just the one of you should have loaned me a ride.
Loan you a ride? Well, now I've heard everything.
No, you haven't heard the nothing. I'm not started to talk yet.
So you want a loan on a ride, huh? You want a 20-year loan, or would you rather have easier financing and let the FHA guarantee the payments?
No, I'm going to guarantee the payments myself. Honey, please, no talk so loud.
Now, look, Buster, I've heard every line, but that's... What do you think I am, a moron?
Please, I'm going to care what you are. I'm just the one to get home.
All right, get off the trolley.
But I'm just...
Get off the trolley!
Are we going to start?
I don't move until you do.
All right, to move it to the rear?
No, move off!
All right. Mamma mia. Nobody is the one to listen. The Castellamare... People is go to the park just to wait until somebody's come along to tell them of their troubles. Here, nobody is a caring. And is it getting colder? And I know what I'm going to do. Hey, taxi! Taxi! 21 and not to Halstead Street, please.
Not Halstead Street. That's a $6 ride, mister.
Don't worry. I'm going to get the money with me, but I'm going to pay you as soon as we get there. Now, what's the matter him is so angry? It can't be, Pasquale. He's right. Trouble is everybody. Mamma mia, what's this in my pocket? That's in my checkbook. Sure. No, I couldn't do anything. Yeah, where is there somebody? Hey, mister.
Yeah, what do you want?
Look, mister, I'm lost and I'm left with my money home.
Well, go home and get it.
Wait. Oh, lady.
Yes?
Lady, please, I'm going to need a 15 cents for a trolley.
What?
I'm going to beg a lady. I'm going to give you a check for the money.
What?
You got a pen I'm going to sign.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
This is worse than ridiculous. And I'm cold and I'm hungry. Over there's a coffee pot. Hey, I'm going in.
Aye, pretty rough outside, huh?
Yeah, and it's a rough inside. I'm in my stomach. I'm hungry.
Well, fine. How about some eggs with Tabasco sauce? Delicious. Or Western style with chopped up vegetables and meat? Or just bacon, ham, sausage with eggs, eggs fried, scrambled, soft boiled, French fried potatoes and toast. What do you have?
Everything.
You're kidding.
I'm not. You see, mister, I'm not eating nothing since early today.
Oh.
And you don't have to worry about the money. I'm going to give you a check for the whole thing now.
Oh, you don't have to give me your check. It's only 45 cents.
But I ain't got a 45 cents.
What?
Mamma mia, here we go again. Look, mister. Look,
hey,
I'm a left.
What are you, a stiff?
Yeah, I'm a stiffer from the cold.
Hey, now look, mister, everything is strictly cash here. We don't give eggs on the cup.
But I'm going to want it in a cup just to put it on a plate.
All right, wise guy, beat it.
Yeah, but I'm a no wise guy. I'm going to give you a check.
We don't take checks. We don't trust. Everything is strictly cash. If you ain't got it, good night.
Good night. What's so good about it? Mamma mia, it's 11 o'clock. Well, at this time, I'm not going to fool around. Oh, mister.
Yeah?
Hey, listen, I'm going to get no money, I'm going to get no checks, I'm going to get nothing. I need a 15 cents, yes or no?
Oh, Peggy.
Look, mister, I'm going to want to take advantage of nobody.
What kind of talk is that? Stand up straight.
Huh?
Don't look like a bum.
Don't what?
You don't have to beg from anybody. Help yourself.
What?
Get wise. Be positive.
Get the wise what?
Be positive.
Be positive?
You heard me. If you're negative, you get no place. Be positive. Be like me. Positive.
Yeah, but Mama Mia is so cold, I can't even snap of the fingers like you.
Well, stop sniveling and start taking advantage for a change. Don't ask for handouts. Get out and hustle. You gotta learn to accumulate some scratch yourself, understand?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, sure, I'm understanding.
Positive?
Positive.
That's it, so long.
So long, huh? Positive. The only thing I'm positive is I'm gonna get no money. Yeah, but the man is right. I'm a shouldn't have feel sorry for myself.
Hey, y'all, get your morning paper, mister.
No, I'm not got to. Wait a mister. You got a lot of papers, huh?
Plenty. This cold night, I don't think I'll get rid of half of them.
Here. That's no way to talk. You got to be positive. Here, give me half of the papers. I'm going to sell them for you. How much am I going to get?
Well, I'll give you 4 cents for each one. Hey, you on the up and up?
I'm a feeling more like the down and the down. No, that's not right. Sure, I'm on the up and up.
All right, grab this bundle, okay?
Okay, okay.
Now, you work that side of the street. Yell out the headlines and shake a leg.
All right, I'm going to shake two legs. Here you are, get to your papers.
That's it. Hardy, what extra?
What extra?
That a boy?
Mamma mia, I'm just to learn new language. Get to your paper. Hardy, what extra? Hardy,
Hey, what's the matter? I sold out and you got all your papers left.
Sure, I got another stack of where you got them from.
What?
Yeah, using my own money, too. And here's yours. And, oh, yeah, if you make a 6 cents of paper, give somebody else a 4 cents. So remember. What next to that?
How do you like that? I just break him into the business, and already he's taking over the company.
Got the papers. Hard to what next to that? Hard to what next to that? 50 people are killing a crasher.
Young man, I just bought this paper, and that headline isn't even in it.
Huh. Well, all right, to buy another one, or maybe you'll find it the daddy.
Well.
What is next to that? No water declared. Anything you want to declare.
Bart, you got a nickel for a cup of coffee?
Huh? Well, sure, here. Here's a nickel. A stronger man like you begging her for money. Here, come on, I take some of these peppers and a worker.
Work?
Sure, be positive. Every pepper you sell, you get a 3 cents.
What?
Sure, that's the spirit. Here, come on, sell it. What extra?
What extra?
That's fine. But now you work on the other side, the barber. Be down on the other side, because I'm going to work on this side. But to be on the up and the down, shake your legs and scratch yourself.
Pasquale, you should be ashamed of yourself.
All right. Please stop hollering on me. I agree with you. I'm a rat. Why do you think I call you to come over here at 2 o'clock in the morning?
Who knows where Luigi could be at this hour?
Pasquale, you are just the genuine 14-carat yerk.
This you call being a friend? To torture him, tease him, take him 30 miles away like a stray cat you're trying to loose? Pasquale, if Luigi comes back with double pneumonia, we're going to make you take half.
Please, Mr. Delicatessen, a man, don't scream out of me. Yeah. My conscience is killing me. Honest, I didn't mean no harm. I just wanted to teach him that money don't grow on the trees.
No? Then how come my bank has got 12 branches?
Schultz, how can you joke at a time like this? We got to organize a searching party.
Oh, searching a party for Luigi?
Yeah.
Oh, I would have given anything to see that little banana nose alive.
All right, Pasquale, I'm going to see if you really mean it. I know a good detective. Now, give me $100 and we're going to get him to find Luigi dead or alive.
Dead or alive?
Yeah.
All right. Here, Schultz. Here. Don't have to ask it twice. Here's your money.
All right. Now, we're going to call out that detective.
Look out the window. Huh? A taxi is driving up in front of the store.
Sure, and look who is getting out.
It's Luigi.
Luigi.
Him, look at that big cigar here, smoking.
Hello, fellas. Hiya. What's the new?
Luigi. Oh, Luigi, come here. I could have kissed you.
Get away, Bubba. You bother me.
What do you say? Hey, Luigi, where you get that expensive-looking cigar?
There's nothing to it, friend. Anybody who's willing to shake his two legs is nowhere to scratch. Here, don't be negative. Hustle up with the positive.
He must be suffering from shock.
Luigi, what's happened to you?
You are changed.
You're a change. That's right. You said it. I'm learned a very big lesson, Pasquale. Like you say, money talks. If you try to be nice, you get in no place. You gotta be tough and hard. So that's me. From now on, fellas, shake your hands with the new Luigi. Here, here.
I'm sorry for what I did, Luigi. If I make this a change in you, I'd do anything to change you back.
Huh?
Yes, I'm all wrong, and not you. I missed the old Luigi.
Oh, you did, huh?
Yeah, me too, Luigi. I like you better when you were a little shimmered.
this new way doesn't suit you, Luigi.
I don't like it, Luigi.
Oh, you don't like it, huh?
No.
Honey, you know something, then? I'm ahead of myself. I don't like it either. And this cigar is making me sick.
That's the boy. That's the boy.
You know, I just don't want to be me. I can't be harder than I don't want to be. I don't care how rich he's making me.
Come on, we all celebrated with some wine.
Yeah, come on.
Schultz, yeah? If you don't mind, I'd like my $100 back.
Pasquale, you say money talks.
Mm-hmm.
So what?
So listen to your $100. They just said goodbye to you.
Here, Luigi.
No, thanks, Schultz. Pasquale, here, it's for you. Maybe you learned your lesson today. And you learned my lesson, too. Friends, they're much better than money. And so, Mamma Mia, don't worry, I'm no change. Except in one thing. Negative and positive. When Pasquale was asking me again to marry Rosa, I said no. That's a negative. When he's asking me if I'm sure, I'm said sure I'm sure. That's a positive. And also about those two words. Even if sometimes I'm feel lonesome, those are two words, negative and positive. Even if sometimes I don't think everything is going good, I know that if it's a negative or a positive, there's no place I'm rather feel that way than in this big, beautiful country I'm found, America. And with that, I'm positive. Your loving son, Luigi Basco, the little immigrant.
Hope you've enjoyed tonight's episode of Life with Luigi, and they want to remind you, good, but also good for you. Gum is an easy way to help keep your... also aids digestion. So you see, every time you chew a stick of swell-tasting Wrigley Spearmint, you get enjoyment plus the benefits of the chewing action. So remember to chew a few sticks of delicious Wrigley Spearmint gum every day. It costs so little, tastes so good. Get some Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum for yourself and your family next time you go to the store. Ladies and gentlemen, you can see your Life with Luigi favorites in the new issue of Look magazine, now on sale at your newsstands. Look takes you inside Luigi's antique shop and introduces you to Cy Howard, creator-producer of Life with Luigi, J. Carroll Nash, its star, and other personalities who make CBS's Life with Luigi show, sponsored by the Wrigley people, possible. See the Life with Luigi story in the new Look magazine. The makers of Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum invite you to listen next week at this same time when Luigi Basco writes another letter to his Mama Basco in Italy. Life with Luigi is a Cy Howard production and is directed by Mr. Howard. Mac Benoff writes the script with Lou Derman. J. Carroll Nash is starred as Luigi Basco with Alan Reed as Pasquale. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.